This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program for the last day of May. The 31st is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of conversation with my pal Jay Kirshner. She's responsible for lots of things that happen here, not only a lot of the conversation, her own expertise. She's very good with social media. She helps put a lot of the ideas together and the things that we use as trailers, if you will, during the day at gooddayshow.com. The complete program is there every day, but then there's also the download where you can hear some of the important discussions of the day. For example, I think on the most recent download, we have the story of Russia issuing an arrest warrant for Senator Lindsey Graham. Let's go get him! Right? The situation with Celine Dion.
Can you imagine, though, like,
yeah, right.
The reaction Lindsey Graham must have felt upon hearing this, that there's an arrest warrant?
Pretty important.
Yeah.
The Russians are after me. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Dr. Jack Stockwell talks on the recent download of the benefits of certain types of food. How to grill, the impact of carcinogens on your body. Talk about MS a little bit. Also on one of the recent downloads from this week, obviously we have conversation about Memorial Day. Goes without saying. The Ed Ames story on the Tonight Show. Tommy Kreitler, our favorite home improvement person, discussing grass, not the kind you smoke. Although weeds and stuff, you know, grass, marijuana is a weed. And that's why they call it weed, because it is a weed. There are lots of people who smoke all kinds of weed. This is what's so crazy about how people and their approach to certain issues are so silly. You can smoke poppies. You can smoke dandelions.
Well, isn't that something where a lot of people who have eaten a lot of lemon poppy seed muffins will then test positive in certain drug tests?
Right. Poppy seeds are the same as, you know, as grass. Isn't really grass, it's a weed. But then it became, because it moved up the chain, I guess, the food chain. So instead of being a weed, it's now classified as grass. All right, so there's more. The more the merrier, isn't that what they say? Fewer the better the fare. Also, a lot of discussion about the heat wave. Hey, I got to tell you something. I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. There's a big, I don't have to tell you anything. We can just sit here and BS for the entire hour, but that wouldn't be as productive as talking about some of the issues of the day, the questions that we have, things that matter to you. This fire in Nova Scotia. Yesterday, as I was out on the tractor, I was breathing this air, and you could see, especially as the sun went down, the air was thick. It was much worse yesterday than it had been the day before, of the smoke coming down the East Coast from Nova Scotia. It's traveled about 1,000 miles, actually a little more than that, and it has affected people. If you've got asthma or any kind of a COPD situation, and if you don't, just breathing that stuff will give you. I was coughing all like this. Just thinking about
it. Yeah.
It was really. And this morning, the air is filled with mist because there was a fog last night. And in the fog, because the temperature of the ground now is warming up and the air was kind of cool, so that creates a fog. And in the fog is this smoke still. And you can even see it. I've had all the cars and trucks washed here in the last week or so on the farm, and all this stuff is now just back and laying on it. It's really something to behold, and not something good. It just is something that is, it's, what the heck do you do about it? It's something. We seem to have more and more of these fires, too, all over the world, every year. Here's some interesting news. Those of you who follow tennis, there's a two-time Grand Slam champion named Gabriel Munza. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Pretty close to that. Something like that, anyway. She was she just finished a match in 2021, and this fellow came down from the stands and asked her for a selfie because he said he was a big fan. And she said, sure. So she took a picture with this guy, and this weekend she's going to marry him. Said that was kind of cute, right?
That is.
She says they took the picture. They didn't. She just, you know, the picture was taken, and then she went her way and he went his way. And then they met out on the street just by a coincidence, except there are no coincidences. These two were supposed to get together. I firmly believe that. And so they have. And now she seems externally really happy. And that's the way you're supposed to be.
Well, but we've seen this with cool other celebrities
who meet people
who are non-celebrities and eventually end up together.
Yeah. Nicely done. Very nicely done. Okay, so the AM radio thing, still on people's minds, I think, because there isn't a bill yet. And in fact, some of these phonies on the House Communications Subcommittee, including the chairman, who's a guy named Bob Latta, who's from Ohio, he says, I'm not so sure I want to support this AM radio mandate. I don't know that we have all the facts. Now, consider that Latta is from a state that has four huge car manufacturing facilities, including one not far from you in Cleveland, near the airport, right? There's an engine manufacturing plant by the airport. There's a couple of, in Lorton, there's a couple of assembly plants, I think a GM assembly plant, anyway. So I'm guessing this guy is from a district where there's a car manufacturing plant, and the people who run whatever, I think it's Ford, who run the plant, have gotten to him and said, hey, come on, not so fast here, pal. So he says, I'm going to listen. He's one of four members of this committee is going to have a hearing on the issue early next week. I will not decide whether to support the AM for Every Vehicle Act until I hear testimony from car makers.
What about the public who you...
No, don't worry about them. That's not worried about those guys. Just let's hear from the people who are contributing to my campaign. All right, let's go to Colorado. This is the second time today we've been to Colorado, where a high school student was told she couldn't wear her Mexican and American flag at the same time. So obviously, the last name is Willizano. I think that's obviously Mexican. So she's announced she's going to sue the school district because they rejected her decision to wear the sash. Why did she even ask him? Why didn't she just do it? One side is the Mexican flag, the other side is the American flag. Not that I think that's a great idea, because if you're an American, then you are American. You left Mexico, you came here. That's kind of a subtext to the real issue of the school saying you can't wear it. And then she says, okay, I'm going to sue you. And the court issued a temporary restraining order to keep her from being able to wear the sash, right?
And I don't think she herself is an immigrant. I think she was born here. Yeah, and I think she just wants to honor her heritage. Which, when you do the graduation stuff, typically the only thing that you can alter is the top of the cap. You are not permitted to wear a lot of additional stuff, so she would have had to get permission. And the thing is, they are letting some Native American students and Pacific Islanders wear something that they have permitted them to do something, but they're not letting
them.
It's one of those, well, they can, but you can't situation, where if they just said no across the board, it might not be as big of an
safer
issue.
Safer ground. Yeah, right. All right, well, listen, there's always a little bit of, what do they call it, tit for tat, give and take, that sort of thing. The people who are trying to start this third party, you know, we have red states, we have blue states, and now we have purple to represent the no-name third party, which is getting a lot of attention. And I really think that there's a message here, and there's also a reason to try to separate yourself from Joe Biden and Donald Trump. A lot of people want to do it. And even though, let's see, the last election, I think 8.678% of voters cast ballots for third party and write-in candidates. The Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, who was a lightweight, he got most of the national vote. The Green Party nominee got some votes, too. But now, we've got something that is different because those names, nobody knew those names. Now we've got people who have heft. Christian Sinema, Joe Manchin, and many others, actually, who are now signing on to this, who will maybe be a significant challenge. The problem with, according to Democrats anyway, is they say that any of these third-party people will lean Democratic, or at least toward that side, so they'll take votes away from whoever the Democratic candidate is and give Trump a shoe-in. Well, I don't know. I think that's a case that'd be hard to make. Frankly, maybe that's because my own preference is that we have more parties, more people running, give everybody a chance that wants to take a shot at this and not be bullied out by the Democratic National Committee or the Republicans or the, you know, Trump can bully you out on his own. He doesn't need the party to do that. But a recent exit poll, the last election, found that there are a lot of people who want a third party. And you can see that, you can feel it, you can sense it. Not that it hasn't happened before, because it's happened a lot, because people are ticked off at the party hierarchy and how they run things, because if you don't think Joe Biden is a product of the Democratic Party hierarchy, then you've been asleep for the last 4 years. He was completely a made-up, he was like pushed in a wheelchair without being in a wheelchair. He was the choice of the Democratic National Committee and the people that run it, not the people's choice, but the Democratic Party's choice, because he had more of the things that they liked, and it didn't make any difference what you wanted. He was the man because they liked him. So let's see where that goes as we move forward. 18 after on Good Day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
No. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen going through the numbers, some of the ancillary stories. At number seven on the people list is Lauren Boebert, who is a congresswoman. And it used to be that she and our pal Marjorie Taylor Greene were friends. However, this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene called Lauren Boebert a little bitch on the House floor.
Nice. Did you see the video of the two of them going at it?
I think it would be a good wrestling match. How about we put them in a cage?
They were fighting, not physical fight, but the arms were pointing, right. and the speaker, whoever was running the session, was trying to get them to shut up. Would you please sit down or get out or go to the back of the room? And
I've donated to you. I've defended you, but you've been nothing but a little to me. And you copied my articles of impeachment after I asked you to co-sponsor them. Okay, Marjorie, we're through, she said. And then they kept going on with their accusations back and forth with each other. I'm sure it was. I didn't see the video. But then afterwards, Ms. Boebert made it clear. She said, "I want to make sure everybody understands Marjorie is not my enemy. I came here to protect her and our prosperity." Right.
Yeah.
And to get rid of those Democrats who are destroying our country.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Let's turn it all over to congresspersons such as them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we pay a lot of attention because it's great fodder for conversation, frankly. You look at the Hunter Biden plea deal, which is number two this week, and I think most of us can agree whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Democrats weren't so out there as the Republicans were. But that was that's when you get right down to brass tacks and pointing fingers of guilt and how people are treated. That guy is obviously the son of the president, and the son, the president made sure that his son and son, I mean, I can't see it any other way. Do you? What a sweetheart deal. Well, but Hunter Biden pled out for all of the things that he's been charged with. Instead of, you know, there's no trial. I don't want to be embarrassing my father. I think that's what was going on behind the scenes, where his father said, "You can't embarrass me, so make a deal."
Right, and it's the son. You know, it's the son. It's, yeah. it's not Biden himself. It's his son. And
well, there's some people who say
but the point is, they're all scoundrels.
Yeah,
and they're scoundrels to a different degree. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of but whataboutism going on. Well, what about this? Well, how about that? Well, you know, two wrongs, three wrongs, four wrongs. How many wrongs make a right? I cover all this in my work. These charts are charts of what's being talked about in this format. These are not necessarily the most important stories of all time. These are what people are talking about. But I'll be very honest with you. Personally, I think much of this is crap.
You know what? I'm looking at some of the things, thinking back on some of the things that both Boebert and Green have said, you know, about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. I remember once, I think that she's made statements about Muslims for sure, but she also said the fires in California were started by a space laser.
Yeah, a Jewish space laser.
Right, 28 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine. A short-lived rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group over the weekend.
16 months ago, Russian forces were on the doorstep of Kyiv in Ukraine, believing they would take the capital in a matter of days and erase the country from the map as an independent country. Now, what we've seen is Russia having to defend Moscow, its capital, against mercenaries of its own making.
The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with the Wagner group to drop the charges against the group's leader in exchange for the group ending its rebellion. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board near the Titanic wreckage. The investigation was announced during a news conference in Boston yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Love this. Not only because I love it, love it spoonful. Crank this up, James.
Magic!
It must be like an old time movie.
Rock and roll. You believe in magic? Yes, I do. I believe in spirit. I believe in magic. I'm not sure I would call it. When I have these conversations with my friend Uri Geller, it's not about magic, although it is kind of magic. There are a lot of different, he calls it synchronicity, whatever it is. There are things that happen that are unexplainable. For example, if you were looking into the, this was the southwest sky last couple of nights, you would have seen the crescent moon. You would have seen Mars, like you could throw a rock at it. It's so bright. And I believe the other planet is Venus.
Am I correct with that, Jay? I believe that that's what
you are. Yes,
is in the
they
sky.
They're all very close to each other.
Yep. Yeah, very. It's cool to see that sort of thing, and that seems like it's magical. The fact that we are here on this planet is magic. The fact that we exist and our bodies are what they are—it's magic. All this stuff is magic. The fact that you can create with another human being a third human being—just think about that. Mind-boggling magic. You get together, two people get together, and from it comes a third. How about that for magic? Yeah. All right, here's something else that's kind of magical. The blue whales have returned to California, and there are lots of them. As a matter of fact, levels of whales, the number of whales, haven't been seen like this since way back in the whaling industry. So they've been around. I know many of us take... I love to go out. If the weather is good and the sea is calm, I'll go out on a boat and take a nice long ride just to see things. We all have those whaling, you know, you go. Have you ever done that, Jay? Gone on a whaling ship to go out and
see
the whales?
I've gone, I've driven places where there's always like a stop off, a lookout where you can see a lot of the whales. There's... yeah. You can just like look over out into the ocean and you see a bunch. What is it in Maui when
yeah.
you are going to traveling
islands.
From like Wailea to Lahaina? There's a little stop along the way because Lahaina was a big whaling village back in the day.
Yeah, well, New Bedford, Massachusetts was. The East Coast had its whaling centers, and New Bedford was the biggest. But they killed so many of them, they'd kill them and take the blubber and use the whale oil for powering lights and. Ships and lots of other things. All right, so these are the largest animals on the planet. And they have returned to coastal California in huge numbers. Sightings on these whale watching trips, very common. Nice. And the impact of, sometimes there have been problems with ships actually striking the blue whales. They have a big population. You got to look out for them. I don't know. There's got to be radar that these sophisticated modern ships have that would tell you where the schools are around them, and then they avoid them. At any rate, commercial fishing tackle, sometimes they get wrapped up in that, and that takes a toll on them. I just think that it's kind of cool that there are as many as there are. There are people who have actually counted the number of blue whales that travel up from Mexico to the California waters every year by the thousands, right? There may be 25,000 or more of these going up and down the West Coast. It's like taking the train from San Francisco to Los Angeles. It's very cool, and they are very cool. So if you get a chance to go see them, you probably ought to take that opportunity. All right, well, while we're in California, this is not so good. We had good news from California, not so good news here. A couple of children were killed on one of the freeways. They ran into the traffic to get some fallen luggage that came off of their car.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
16-year-old Amy Beltran and 10-year-old Alan Aguilar were retrieving a piece of luggage that had fallen from the car in which they were riding. The mother pulled the car over to the shoulder. Now, this is near Mar Vista, which is actually where my children live, down on State Route 78. And in California, you don't do that. You just don't.
No.
You don't do it on any big highway, but especially with the craziness of what happens on California highways. Investigation continues. Apparently the person that ran over them is not... I don't see where that person's identified. But the mother was charged with driving under the influence. Oh, my God. Vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. Child endangerment. She deserves to get whatever she gets. The father and an aunt... They said that there were four other children in the car at the time of the accident. They've been homeless, this family, sleeping in the car. And they were on their way to buy a present for Father's Day.
Jeepers, I mean, what do you do with that? What do you do with it? What do you do with that information? All right, so this
is good news.
Before we get to something, you know, we were talking about this guy who had a hit and run history in California. He went to prison, he got out of prison, and now he's done the same thing in Minneapolis. Well, here's one. There was another one of these crashes. A guy who doesn't like Google. So he takes his car and drives it into the New York City headquarters of Google and hurts three employees. Right? He had been for years torturing people because of their use of Google. So he crashes a car into the New York City headquarters of Google.
Yeah.
Drives up on the sidewalk.
Three pedestrians.
Yeah.
On the way into the building. One was a 12-year-old child.
Nuts.
The other two adult women, 50 and age 47.
I don't know. Okay, here's something. You might consider this to be good, or you might choke on this, Jay. There is a special giveaway for those of you who are Trump fans. Special giveaway right now. There's the MAGA make America. Well, it's not MAGA anymore, it's MAGAGA. That's me. That's more fun.
Yes.
Apparently, the folks in the Trump campaign are giving away 250 complimentary Trump knives. Okay. These are collector's edition knives. So you can grab your complimentary Keep America Great Trump knife. You get them free. You have to pay for shipping and handling. And it's all over a couple of the Trump sites, right? That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Well, who doesn't like free kitchenware?
I suppose. Is that what this is? Kitchenware. A Trump knife. Right. Okay. Well, listen. That could be. You know, I'm so distracted by that story of those kids. I'm not sure where to go. You know what the best thing to do is? When Walter Cronkite said this, when I was in college, we had the International Radio, the Intercollegiate Radio Association that I belonged to, and we went to New York every year for a conference, and Walter Cronkite was the guest speaker at one of our conferences, and one of the youngsters said, what happens when you get stuck and you don't know what to do between one story and another? And he looked at the kid and said, go to commercial. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car. car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Here we go. Ba 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 ba. Adventures. Got the theme from Hawaii 5-0. It's a great summer tune, for sure. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so I found a couple of good things, Jay. A couple of good things. First off, the grandfather who won an arm wrestling contest, right? He started arm wrestling 3 years ago. He got sick with COVID and almost met the Reaper. And now he's back at it. He researched on the internet how to get involved with arm wrestling. And then he joined the local arm wrestling club as soon as the pandemic was over. He said members were all different sizes and shapes and ages. Friendly group. His first few bouts ended with humiliating defeat. But anyway, he figured out he had a talent for this. He was a lifelong gym member. He had a strong physique. But that doesn't gain, that's not how you win at arm wrestling. It's great to be strong. You see some of these men and some of the women who are huge and strong and have big muscles. But you got to train the right muscles in order to make this work. And he figured that out. And now he says, I'm the European gold medalist. And that feels pretty special. I guess it probably would. He competes all over.
All the hard work paid off.
Yeah. Those tiny muscles in your arms, it's great to be strong. I think strength is fabulous. Great on men and women. But for the arm wrestling thing, you got to... I know it looks kind of silly when you're doing some of those exercises in the gym. But it just... You know, you got to do it. You got to see both men and women. I've seen men and women who have the forearms. Is it? You have these huge forearms, and that's... part of it. So good for him. Congratulations. Right? After figuring out what, you know, how can I occupy my time? A lot of people didn't know what to do with their time during COVID. This guy figured it out. Good for him. All right, here's something else that's good. Want to travel to Ireland? My friend Uri Geller, mentioned him twice this hour, has an island off the coast of Scotland. Now, there's news from Ireland today. They will pay you to live on one of their remote islands. I've been to Ireland, I think, what, 2-3 times?
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
It really is. It's cold most of the time, but the cliffs and the pastures and if you're on the coast, the salty ocean breeze that comes up. So now... The government of Ireland has announced this week that if you want to move to one of their remote islands, they'll pay you $92,000. It's called Our Living Islands. So in order to make people believe they're living islands, they got to get you to go live on the island. So their offshore island population has dwindled significantly. It's only 3,000 now, and so they want to build it back up again, and they figure it's worth an investment of $92,000. So if you want to go, contact the Irish Embassy, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you out. All right, there is more help from the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Television show, which was on for several years, I think 3 or 4 years, produced by Mark Wahlberg, one of the people in Entourage, the brother of the main character, was called Drama. Remember that, Chucker?
That's Kevin Dillon, right?
It was Kevin Dillon.
I
yes,
like that
exactly.
show. I actually like that show a lot. I actually like the movie. I mean, you know, people mocked that show toward the end, but I enjoyed it.
It was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, good. Absolutely. All right, so why the Batman theme again?
Because this day in, I want to talk about this, this day in movie history, June 23rd, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman hit theaters amid the controversy of casting a comedian named Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne. Batman, Jack Nicholson, got a lot of money to play the Joker. Tim Burton was a relatively unknown director other than Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was a first forte into a serious live-action Batman on the big screen. I enjoyed it. I saw it, seeing it like 9 times in the theater. No movie was ever marketed more aggressively in my lifetime than Batman. And there were 3 films in my lifetime, Doug, that really were game changers. Jaws in 75, which altered the way studios release movies from winter to summer. Star Wars in 77, simply because it was Star Wars and something completely different. And it was then Batman in 89, which changed the way movies are marketing and geared studios to basically get people in for the weekend opening. That's what they wanted. A lot of marketing dollars to get people into the opening weekend, and then hopefully films would have legs. But I remember, like, a month before Batman came out, Warner Brothers spent a lot of money running three-minute coming attraction trailers on almost every TV station at the same time promoting this film. I've never seen anything like it. I grew up in New York. Batman logos on subways and buses, and 2020 Barbara Walters did a one-hour special the night before it opened. The marketing was incredible, and it really changed. It was a game changer for both good and not so good.
Yeah, well, so it continues. Look at the marketing right now for Mission Impossible. The more I look at this and get the hype, a $90 million opening, and I think it's next week, is it not?
It's a few weeks. No, it's mid-month. Next week we got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of hole Flash has week to week. I mean, there's so many naysayers looking for this movie to crash and burn, and a spin-off story. I hate to be a negative story, but the reality is Warner Brothers, Variety reported that Warner Brothers is selling off $500 million in assets in their music and movie library, primarily themes to movies for $500 million. An older catalog.
Who buys that?
Whoever wants to buy. I guess Sony's has interest. It's older, so it'll be a little bit tougher. But that's really just a drop in the bucket of the amount of debt Warner Brothers is. And you know, people don't realize. They think, you know, oh, it's a studio's been around for 100 years like Warner Brothers. They have to be financially okay. But in this case, not so much. I mean, they've really. That's why they took that massive write off on the Batgirl movie, trying to clean their books out and get the company right. But The Flash is good, will be, even though I think it's a very good movie. I thought it was very entertaining. I recommend people see it. Michael Keaton back 31 years later to play Batman. I think the guy's awesome in this film. I don't understand all the negativity toward it, but it had a weak opening.
It's got too much of the same. It's the same old stuff. Blow him up, kill the bad guy.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not, and it's going to be interesting this weekend with this new comedy, No Hard Feelings, with Jennifer Lawrence. Tracking around $12 million. I mean, years ago, a movie like this would probably do a lot better. It's a $45 million movie. She probably got $15 or $20 million of that.
It's her movie. Wasn't it her idea?
I don't know how it came about. But, you know, this is a movie that would be what they call counter-programming. 5 years ago or before that. I don't know what you call it now. The studio that's releasing is just probably praying it has a good or decent opening weekend, because it's so hard to cut through the red tape of all the superheroes.
I saw the trailer for it, and I like her a lot. I wasn't impressed with the trailer.
Well, it's sort of really edgy. But from what I read, it's not nearly as edgy as they're promoting it. That actually is a feel-good friendship movie, but they're promoting it in a certain way, trying to pull in a certain crowd.
They're sensationalizing, like, can I touch your weenie? You know, the kids
got hot.
Yeah, exactly. That stuff. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible. Look forward to... Well, that's in
just
the trailer.
Like it's me, Doug.
That's exactly what I'm doing, Chucker.
I got it.
Count on that. All right, Chuck Curley. Ed Curley, good Doug. Chuck Curry, who is our movie man, our movie moments on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.